A reading from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 10, verses 16 to 23. See, I am sending you out like sheep into the midst of wolves. So be wise as serpents, and innocent as doves. Beware of them, for they will hand you over to consuls and flog you in their synagogues. And you will be dragged before governors and kings because of me, as a testimony to them and the Gentiles. When they hand you over, do not worry about how you are to speak or what you are to say, for what you are to say will be given to you at that time. For it is not you who speak, but the Spirit of your Father speaking through you. Brother will betray brother to death, and a father his child, and children will rise against parents and have them put to death, and you will be hated by all because of my name. But the one who endures to the end will be saved. When they persecute you in one town, flee to the next. For truly I tell you, you will not have gone through all the towns of Israel before the Son of Man comes. This passage from chapter 10 of Matthew's Gospel is a collection, really, of Jesus' sayings to the early disciples and warnings about their future religious persecution in the midst of their missionary endeavors. We know, of course, from history that from the very start, the Christians were an object of religious persecution, both by the Jewish leaders and the synagogues, and by the governors of the Roman Empire, all the Herods and Caesars. We know also from St. Paul how he himself was one of those who persecuted and scourged Christians in the synagogue. 40 lashes less one. And then after his conversion, he himself is scourged in synagogues several times by the Jewish leaders. Coincidentally, today, the church calendar observes also some sort of religious persecution that took place in Gorkum, Netherlands, in 1572. The Martyrs of Gorkum. 19 priests and religious martyred, they were hung, at the hands of Dutch Calvinists. The Protestant Reformation at the time, Martin Luther and John Calvin, led to horrible violence among themselves, competing Protestant groups, as well as against Catholics, and of course Catholics against them. And so thus it happened that in Gorkum, Netherlands, there was a siege, at which point the Dutch Calvinists gathered all of the clergy and religious, rounded them up for torture, and then hung them. There were 11 who were what they call Recollect Franciscans, 2 Premonstratensians, 1 Augustinian, 4 diocesan or secular priests, and 1 was a Dominican named John of Cologne. He left his little parish in a village nearby to go visit the captured clergy and to administer the sacraments to them when he himself was found out and then tortured and hung with the rest. It's just one of many sad commentaries on history of persecution, the commentary of even Christians killing one another. I have a holy card which says, "This is a modest proposal for peace from the Mennonites. Let the Christians of the world stop killing one another." It's like a first step. If we want to at least eliminate violence, let us begin to at least not kill one another in the name of God. One thinks about the Protestant-Catholic battles in Northern Ireland of late. And we know history. It's records of much more than Catholic martyrs, whom we ourselves, of course, have great records and reverence for, at the hands of the Jews or the Romans and throughout history, all of the great martyrs of the Catholic Church. But religious persecution works both ways, as we have seen and we know. Terrible persecution against Jews at the hands of so-called Christians. The post-9/11 kind of discrimination, fanaticism against Muslims on the part of the Christian community, the so-called Christian world. Our history of religious wars and persecutions is a frightening indictment of all the major religions, and they've all been involved in different points in history with their holy wars, their jihads, their inquisitions, their witch hunts. It goes on. It's a systematic mistreatment of another person or others because their religious beliefs are not ours. It's actually the antithesis of Jesus' own gospel of love. How is it that Christians could participate in such religious persecution, and they themselves victims of it? The United Nations Universal Declaration of Human Rights tries to defend the right of religion for all in Article 18. But it's not only, you know, Jesus' disciples who are victims of persecution for the sake of the gospel, but the gospel itself being used erroneously to persecute others. Misinterpretation of the Holy Bible, misinterpretation of Holy Quran, it's a sad, sad commentary. It's dangerously true to this very day that people are killing one another in the name of God. Bad enough that governments also persecute religious people in many parts of the world, but that religions war against each other in the name of their God. Muslims, Jews, Christians, Hindi, all, etc., killing one another. Today, as we strive to live a gospel of love, let us be wise as serpents, not naive. But let us also not participate in religious persecution. Let us also be simple, as doves, as it says, peace-loving, that we might learn how to put an end to violence done in God's name.